Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Ken Tinser is our guest. Ken is CEO of SpiderWorks, author of Cause a Disturbance, and his other book is called The 90% Rule. Both of them are all about how to make you a better leader, a better business owner, and more creative, more innovative. Ken, thanks again for being here. We're talking about leading and managing, not versus management, although sometimes that's what happens. It is a struggle, isn't it, Ken, when the management, you know, the alligators are always management alligators, right? They're never leadership alligators. They're management alligators because they're all around you. They're the near-term problem, right? But what we don't realize is that if we'll focus on the future a little bit more, we can avoid some of those alligators, can't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think going back to your point, I think that's a really important one, that it's not leading or managing. Companies, as they grow, absolutely need both, and they need them to be separate. And what I'm realizing in my company is that I am better at the forward-looking possibilities role. And I really lack something on management skills, on monitoring day-to-day work. It's just not where my strengths lie. And I bet you a lot of entrepreneurs out there are like that, but you can't ignore
they're so good at managing. They know their industry so well. They're so good at selling and staying close to the customer and all that, because that's how they grew their business. That when you say to them, okay, I want you to unplug a little bit. Let's you and me take a day off and go to a mountaintop and talk about where we're going in the future. They get twitchy.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, and again, it goes from moving from seeing your company as manufacturing commodities or providing commodities to the true value that you provide to your customer. And, you know, to pick up on your age of the customer thinking, leading in the age of the customer isn't just about the people who buy products or services from you. It's actually about your team internally. You know, there's obviously more and more of a fight for great talent today. So how you lead, the vision that you put out there, isn't just going to inspire people to buy from you. It's going to inspire the best people to come and work with you. And that's really critical today, right, to build a forward-thinking, sustainable business.
Right. That's exactly right. So, you know, the world is moving so fast, and it's moving faster every day. And when I think about leading the company, your company needing to have someone who's doing what Ken is talking about, being the leader, being the CEO, I think about how driving a vehicle or flying an airplane or driving a boat, the faster you drive those vehicles, the farther out ahead of you you have to be looking. If you're driving a car real fast, you can't drive it with what's in the 20 yards in front of you. You got to be driving like a half a mile ahead of you. You got to be looking a half a mile ahead of you. And then the world is coming at you so much faster. If you're a manager, all you can see is what's around you, in that 20 yards, so to speak, in the blast zone. If you're doing is managing, you're not seeing anything that's coming at you. And Ken, I tell people all the time, if you don't know what's coming at you, not from left field, but on the other side of the fence, on the other side of left field, if you can't figure out what's coming at you, you're not going to make it. Something's going to run over you and then eat you. What do you think?
Oh, completely. I mean, and industries are being decimated. I mean, hey, look at car insurance. Is that even going to exist
in
a couple of years from now? Because with cars self-driving,
that's right,
who's going to be at fault?
That's right.
Well, so, yes.
Go ahead.
Businesses are changing all the time. They are changing faster. And if you are not looking ahead, yes, you're going to get run over. And I like to say manage daily and lead always, which basically says you need to know that the controls exist in your business to operate perfectly on a daily basis. But leading is not just day-to-day. When I say always, it's what you're doing and what you're inspiring others mm-hmm. to do, so that every interaction amongst your team out to the customer, it reflects on who you are and how you want your company to be received.
Well, and one of the things that I try to help people understand is some practical steps is fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to, that it's not required for you to do anymore, and promote yourself to tasks that nobody else can do. Maybe no one has ever done in your company. What do you think?
Oh, completely. And I think this whole conversation has been predicated by my own personal challenge, and that is firing myself from management.
Me too. Me too. Learning how to delegate was the greatest blessing in my world. I was a horrible delegator.
Well, and you know, we go to school. I went to school. At least I got two business management degrees. Nobody gave me a business leadership degree, let alone an entrepreneurship course.
That's true. It's true. I need the website again, Ken.
CauseADisturbance.com.
They can find the books there too, can't they?
Absolutely.
Hey, Ken, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Ken Tinsler, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.